Clark, you guys made a decision. The franchise made a decision to continue here at St. Joe. Why did you want to stay here with camp?
Well, the truth is we'd had a great experience here the last 5 years. It's the ideal combination of a training facility that's close to Kansas City but not in Kansas City. It allows our players and coaches to get back on their day off each week to Kansas City if they choose. And beyond that, the facilities here at Missouri Western are fantastic. They are first class, and I know Andy and his entire coaching staff really appreciates what the university does for us here.
I want to ask you now about the leadership of the football team. Andy Reid, 20 wins in his first 2 years, franchise record. Your thoughts about what Andy has done and your expectations and thoughts for 2015.
Well, going back 2.5 years ago when we were lucky enough to bring Andy to Kansas City to lead the Chiefs, we were all excited. We knew about his record in Philadelphia. And I know, like a lot of fans, I was envisioning the success that we could have under his leadership. And it's been so much fun to see that unfold over the last several years. As we get ready to head into the 2015 season, I think every Chiefs fan is excited because they can see the job that he and John Dorsey have done in terms of building this football team. And I think a lot of people feel this is the best football team we've had in many, many years. Certainly the best depth that we've had in many, many years. So it's going to be a very exciting season.
One of the biggest moves in the entire NFL was the two-way commitment made between the Kansas City Chiefs and Justin Houston. What about making that commitment to Justin, and he's excited about his commitment now to the organization as he moves forward?
Well, first of all, from a philosophical standpoint, we believe in rewarding our own guys. We want to draft players, sign players out of college, bring them in, and hopefully allow them to have a long and very successful career with the Chiefs. And part of that is re-signing the guys who are important to your organization, the guys who are core to your football team. And Justin absolutely embodies that. Not only has he turned into a fantastic player on the field, but he's also a great leader both on and off the field. He's somebody that Coach Reid really looks to in the locker room from a leadership standpoint. And I know his teammates do as well. So we're very excited to have Justin tied up and part of the Kansas City Chiefs for the foreseeable future.
I want to ask you about Tamba, because getting near the end of his career, he has spoke with such reverence about his experience with this franchise. What does that mean to you when a player like that, who's given so much, played so hard, that still has that kind of appreciation for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, when players and coaches come to the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the first things that we always tell them is that the Chiefs are a family. By being part of this organization, you're going to be part of our family. And I think Tamba has embodied that. He has lived it. He's somebody who loves Kansas City, somebody who loves the Chiefs, has appreciated playing for the organization. And we just couldn't be more proud to have a player like him be part of the Kansas City Chiefs for the past decade.
This year, the Chiefs Kingdom is going to the United Kingdom. That trip to London to get to play the Detroit Lions looms closer. What about that trip and the excitement level as it looms closer?
Well, when it was first announced, it seemed like it was so far away. But with the season about to kick off, it's right around the corner. And we as an organization couldn't be more excited. I've talked to the teams who've been over to London, and they've all had a tremendous experience. I know it'll be a great experience for our entire organization and for a lot of our fans. I've had so many fans over the last few months tell me that they're making plans to go to London to cheer us on. So it's going to be so much fun to see a big part of the Chiefs Kingdom in the UK.
More history made in this offseason. Will Shields was inducted, or going to be inducted, into the Hall of Fame. Your thoughts when you heard that Will Shields will be the newest Chiefs member in the Hall?
Well, the first words that popped into my head were, it's about time. We've had to wait a few years for him to get in. It's a very competitive process. Everybody knew it was just a matter of time in terms of his getting inducted. And we're so glad to be able to celebrate it here to kick off the 2015 season. You know, really, as a player and as an individual, Will embodies everything that we want a Kansas City Chief to be. And we just couldn't be more proud of him, and we're looking forward to celebrating with he and his family.